Well, I'm very excited to introduce Rachel Keene to everyone. Rachel has been my very dear friend for many years, and the angelic realm brought us together through the internet. I'm sure that her brother Simon and my dad, Big Jim, got together to help us come together through the internet. And when I met Rachel, I asked for a reading, and she told me some things that there's absolutely no way she could have known. And when we started talking on the phone, that connection, that soul sister connection, really came through. And when I need a reading, and I'm very picky about who I let in my space, or I need help with something, Rachel is the person I turn to, because I just trust her completely with my energy, with my space, with my angelic team, and she's just the most wonderful, personable friend that I could ever have. I'm so grateful. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us today so that I can share you with the Mastery students.
Well, thank you for such a great introduction. That was awesome. Thank you for asking me to speak to you today, and hello to everybody who's listening.
Yes, I really want to share with them all the beautiful gifts that you bring to this planet and this wonderful service to humanity that you're providing. So can you share with us, I know you're in the UK, so can you share with us how people can, if they're in the UK, that they can come see you, or if they're in Australia or the US, they can reach you by phone, and a little more, bit more about who you are.
Okay, well, yes, I am in the UK. I live on a lovely farm in Hertfordshire, which is just north of London. And there are lots of different things that I've evolved into doing over the years. It all began in 1991 when my brother Simon passed away very unexpectedly. He was 16, I was 19. And up until that point, I didn't actually believe in the psychic world as such. I used to actually poke fun at it a bit. And I was very sceptical about most things. But then, literally within a couple of weeks after he passed away, he was communicating with me. And that then developed into me wanting answers about, okay, well, am I insane? Do I need medical attention?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this real? And so, through my own experiences and learning the truth, and with the help of my highly entertaining guides who've got brilliant senses of humour, and two very wonderful mediums who are no longer with us on this plane, I literally questioned everything I experienced, and I learned that eventually that energy and vibration is literally everything.
Mm.
So from there I then developed into looking into healing. And again, that was fairly reluctantly. Because it was going, okay, how does this work? And so I did finally try Reiki healing as a, you know, having it as a treatment. And I was blown away because I was actually pain-free for the first time in years after having a bad accident. So, yeah, I've had a very long and windy pathway over the last 24 years. But now I do all kinds of things. I do past life regression. I got qualified as a hypnotherapist. I teach meditation and psychic development, mediumship workshops. I do lots of energy balancing work as well, so I cleanse chakras and balance people's personal energies. I do Reiki healing and I also teach it. And I can teach it anywhere in the world via Skype or by distant learning, because I'm a great believer that the internet is a tool for powerful good.
Mm-hmm.
If used correctly. And I honestly believe that one of the reasons why I can do what I can do is so that there's no limitation to where it can be taught and where it can be delivered. So everything's available through my website, which I built originally as a one-page tribute to my brother, believe it or not, in the 90s.
Mm.
And I then started writing and sharing about what I learned as I was going. So, yeah, all kinds of things can be done over the internet that you wouldn't think possible.
Mm. Yes, indeed. You know, you and I did a past life regression a couple of months ago. That was one of the most
powerful.
Yes. Very powerful. Most incredible things ever. And what really struck me and meant a lot to me is that you could see what I was seeing.
And that was awesome.
Hold that safe space for me. You know, some of the things that we looked at could have been very scary, but in that safe space that you created for us, it wasn't scary. And I was able to look at things and understand, and we had questions and answers, and it was just such a beautiful experience, and with no pressure, no anxiety, just very calm and flowy, and it was just amazing the healing that happened in that past life regression. Can you share with us a little bit about your experience with healing through past life regression? Or I know you do like VIP days and things like that, so that some of the healing that comes when you create that container for people and you share that space outside of just the, you know, the Reiki and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, the VIP half days came about really because some of my regular clients were saying, there's just so many things I want to do and I can't get to you as often as I'd like. So I thought, okay, well, why don't I just create this four-hour space where people can either say, right, I'd like to do this, this, and this, or if they have no clue what they need, but they know they just need to be here and we can figure out what required, then they come and see me. And they're getting so popular now because sometimes people will just literally sit and talk and we'll do some life coaching because I do that as well. And we'll go through that and then maybe do a bit of hypnotherapy to reinforce some of the things they want to change. But for me, with the past life regression, again, it was my own experience with that that led me to want to become qualified in it, because I had snippets, like spontaneous memories that would come to me about Egypt. And when I was 7 years old, I went to the British Museum with my grandmother. And we're talking about the 1970s, so there weren't Discovery Channel programs about the pyramids. There were no books really around. But I knew in the Egyptian hall what I was looking at. I recognized the feather symbol. I knew that it meant the word truth. I knew what the jars were for. I had such feelings of familiarity that I had literally come home, that I was surrounded by things that were familiar to me. And so I've never forgotten about that experience. And the first time I encountered past life regression, I actually healed a phobia of mine that was very peculiar.
Wow. Oh,
and
my.
Literally lifted with that session. Just by reliving something, you can actually heal yourself from repressed things that you don't even know you're carrying sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can be very obvious things that are affecting your life that can be healed as well.
Yeah, you know, something that I've learned through the years is that suppression mode that we go through, whether it's, you know, it could be even from a past life, like you said, that comes through. But then we have things that happen in this life that feed the fears from previous lives. And the next thing you know, we're in this abyss of fear and we don't understand why, because, you know, maybe we broke a nail and it's like, oh my God, the world just ended. You know, you don't understand why. When we open ourselves to that energy of the past, not from a place of fear, but from a place of openness in love to heal it. And you do such an amazing job at helping to guide someone through that. So it's something that is very safe and very natural. And the healing just happens. And then you walk away with this, oh my goodness, you're kind of floating around on the air. And life has made this huge shift for you. But what I love about your energy, Rachel, is that first you hold that safe space. And you can see what we're experiencing, what your client is experiencing, but that you hold that space in such a way that love continues, that self-confidence that maybe we didn't have before. And when you were learning to hold that space, I know a lot of it came from your guides, but you've also had some human teachers too. What was the biggest thing that you think that you've taken from them that you didn't expect, but it really changed how you perceive life and how you provide your services.
For me, I always, when I'm creating a space, I always think, what would I want to experience if it were me? Mm-hmm. Even if it's something I've not been through. I always literally have to sit in a place of compassion. And when I was learning from my human teachers back in the day, it was just a case of, here we are, we're just two people or a group of people in the space, feeling empathy, feeling love, and wanting to nurture each other. That's what it boiled down to. And so that's what it always comes down to for me, that you have my undivided attention and you have my undivided love, you know. And that might sound crazy about people that I've never met before, but when I'm working with somebody, that's the energy I'm sitting in. I'm asking the higher powers, please help me and guide me to this person's highest and greatest good, always. And that's it. And that's how the magical things unfold. Sometimes you don't know at the start of a session, say, for example, a VIP afternoon, until you start to talk and then things come to light. You think, oh, okay, right, let's work with this, let's go here. And you just expand. It's the only way I can really put it.
And you do that so well. You just, it's, you know, when we work with people, it's a huge responsibility.
Yes.
You know, when I first started giving angel readings, the angels kept saying, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. And I was like, no. Yeah, you need to do this. And I really struggled with that responsibility because, you know, people are listening to what you're having to say and you want to keep your humanness out of it and just flow in that love. And I know you do such a beautiful job of holding that space in the love, being open to the guidance of your guides and the angels. And I know you don't do mediumship readings anymore, but that's how you and I met. And I remember you telling me, your dad is here, and he's the clearest channel I've ever had. And I remember I laughed and said, well, he went to school for that. He did. He went to school for that over there in the angelic realm. And you felt that, and it came through. And that so spoke to me that you were really speaking to him. That made such a big difference. And I know you and I have done the mediumship work so that you could help support me to be more open to the deceased loved one speaking to me. And I'll never forget, we still had some time left, and you said, well, why don't we practice? And I went, oh. And I got a little scared because nothing like being in the hot seat. But it was so beautiful because you just said, just take some deep breaths. And I just calmed right down. And I remember I started seeing that poppy field and seeing you run through the poppy field as a little girl and running. Was it your uncle? I can't remember. It was the one who does the paintings. He had done a painting.
He's my I was trying to figure it out the other day on the family tree. He is my great-great-great uncle, I believe. Yeah. And he, obviously, I've never known him in the physical world because he died many years before I was born. But, yes, it was that you were seeing very clearly something that I experienced as a child. And I remember my grandmother telling me about him.
Yeah, that was, I'll never forget that. And I can, you know, we know when things are real. Because all these years later, I think about that, and I can remember seeing that poppy field and you in that little poppy field and him. I can remember seeing that so clearly, so clearly.
Such good validation. And I love it. I love teaching mediumship in particular because I can see when that light bulb goes on for somebody. And it's like, oh, okay, that's a really good validation. And it's like I just watch people blossom and it makes me feel wonderful for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It does.
Yeah. So can you share with us some of the really exciting breakthroughs that people have had with you, some of the results that they've experienced? I mean, I know, like, for myself, you know, when we did that mediumship class together, or I can't remember if it wasn't really a, it was one-on-one teaching, I think is what it was. That, what for me, just my self-confidence went through the roof. It was incredible for me to experience that. And I know a lot of your clients experience that, or most all of them, I'm sure. So what can you share with us about some of the results other people have had?
Well, so many people that come to me for different things, they end up going off and having different experiences that I never thought they'd have. One of my clients that came to me for one-to-one tuition, she is now getting fantastic results as a medium. She actually, when she sat in session with me, she named my grandfather first and middle name.
Wow.
Yeah, and she had never been able to do that before. And it was just a case of creating the right space and the right environment for her. That was all. So as well as teaching how to do things, I also teach people, you know, okay, well, let's work out how you're most comfortable. You know, maybe working on a platform, giving messages to many hundreds of people is your forte rather than one-to-one work, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's helping people find their niche as well as getting the, you know, the bits in place so that they can actually produce amazing evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So it's rolled into one, you know. No two mediums are the same, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone works differently. So my job is to help you work out what is it that you need to do. How do you need to work that's unique?
Mm-hmm.
Helps you to do that. Another one of my mediumship clients is actually a working medium. And she now gives fantastic platform evidence. And she does that all over the country.
Mm.
And her messages are wonderful. And she's actually now getting on really well within that field. So people, they come with no expectation, and they find that they get the tools they need to go away and practice every day and become amazing mediums.
Mm.
And it's really important for me to be able to pass that on, because people told me I was good at what I do when I did mediumship for 24 years. And I've stopped purely for my health.
Yeah.
And I don't want my experience to go to waste. And I love now being able to play my small part in bringing forward the next vanguard of amazing evidential mediums.
Hmm. Wow. Now, when people do past life regressions with you, or maybe they have a spiritual and psychic tune-up, or hypnotherapy, when they come to you for things like that, what are they usually looking for, and what kind of results do they get?
All kinds of things. You know, I get people coming to me for, one of the most common things now is anxiety therapy.
Mm.
And I do a 3-hour initial session where we go through, and even the painful parts, we go through them and we work out how did they originate. What's the root cause for this?
Mm-hmm.
What will then work for you into tackling? So that's the most common thing at the moment. And then we do follow-up sessions after that for an hour or so, whenever the person feels they need it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tell somebody when they need therapy. They tell me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for me to say, right, well, you need to come and see me every week for the next... No, it doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
People need to feel comfortable and know that they can and will manage their anxiety.
Yeah.
So that's really popular at the moment. With hypnotherapy, people tend to come to me with, sometimes it's phobias. I mean, we get the usual, you know, I want to stop smoking, weight loss, that sort of thing. But it's the phobia work that I'm really proud of, because I've seen people come here terrified of something and they leave not terrified of something anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same when I work over Skype. You know, there's no reason why geography needs to get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might be in the UK, but I've done very, very successful anxiety and hypnotherapy work, of all kinds of my work. with people, like you say, in Australia, South Africa, India, America. It's amazing. It never ceases to amaze me, actually. I'm always astounded by the power of what can happen when you're a channel for it.
Yeah, like our hypnotherapy session, that, like, powerful. That was amazing. Amazing.
And I feel privileged to be able to help deliver that and to witness it, to be honest. I really do. But the chakra balancing and cleansing, that's something that I do a lot for myself. I do that a lot for others, because once you become aware of the fact you've got these different energy centers within the body, and that they can become a bit clogged up, like a bit like a fuel line into an engine, you know. So being able to cleanse the chakras and rebalance them for people, the effects are instant. You know, I've had clients just literally, they're on my couch, and by the end of the session, they're like, oh, I could float home now.
Now,
the effects stay, and it's lovely.
And that you can do long distance as well?
Yes, I've got most of my chakra balancing and cleansing clients are actually in America.
Oh, wow. Now, I see that you do etheral crystal therapy treatments. Is that something that has to be done in person, or is that something that can...
No, and that's the beauty of this. I mean, I do traditional crystal therapy treatments in person, but what prompted me to study this as a therapy was, with ethereal crystal therapy, you're actually calling upon the energy of every crystal of that kind on the planet.
Oh, wow.
So you're actually calling upon the energy on such a more intense and vibrant level that it's very, very powerful. So you can actually leave the energy of a crystal placed somewhere within the aura on a person, and it will naturally fall away when it's no longer needed. So, for example, if someone's going through a really awful, heartbreaking time, I would place the energy of rose quartz on their heart chakra. Then when it's no longer needed, it will fall away. It's powerful stuff, really powerful.
Wow. And how long did you have to study with the ethereal crystal therapy to be able to perform that and provide that as a service?
Well, I had a wonderful teacher up in Shetland, and it was all distance learning. And I teach it as well the same way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I send out the course manuals, which are really comprehensive, full of information, and then people learn and study in their own time. I've always found that, for me personally, to be the best way that I can learn anything. When there's no pressure and you don't feel like you're on the clock and you've got to fit it in somewhere, you know, we have such busy lives now that trying to do something in person in a course can often be really challenging.
Yeah.
It can be off-putting. People say, oh, I'll do it soon. Oh, I'll learn that soon. And then they never, ever find the time to be able to do it. Whereas with distance learning, you have everything there at your fingertips whenever you are able to make time to study. That's how I teach it. Now, for me, I learned it very quickly because I'm like that. I literally go, right, that's it. And I'll absorb everything like a sponge as quickly as possible. So it literally only took me couple of weeks really to feel like I'd got to grips with all of the information before the first of the three attunements. But you can take as long as you like, you know, there's no time limit.
Wow. Okay. And I see that you do cleansing of home and spirit removal. Now, is that something that you can do long distance too?
Yes. I actually taught myself how to do that because initially for years I was having to visit people's homes to be able to do it. And as time went on, I then developed ways of being able to project my energy, and I adapted the Roman Catholic exorcism ritual into a non-denominational one. So, because what I was experiencing was, you know, especially here in the UK, you could be dealing with an earthbound spirit perhaps that's been here since Roman times. So, I needed to revive my schoolgirl Latin classes so that I could communicate with an earthbound spirit in an ancient language if need be. Mm-hmm. And B, I needed to be able to appeal to, basically, they're all people, just like we are,
mm-hmm.
a better nature. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they could have had any version of a belief system going back to Roman or Norse times, for example. So if you're, you know, going down the Roman Catholic route, you know, speaking about God and Jesus, if you're a Viking, you're not going to appear, that's not going to do nothing for you. That's not going to give you any incentive whatsoever to leave a place.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, basically, I turned into a bit of a spirit counsellor in the first incident. And then it went from there. So sometimes you'll find spirit that are up to no good and they are messing with people, which then you need to call in the big guns.
Mm-hmm.
So I established a really good working relationship with Archangel Michael. That sounds crazy. Mm-hmm. But I did. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the Roman Catholic exorcism rituals, you are asking the Prince of the Heavenly Armies, Saint Michael himself,
mm-hmm.
to come in. So it's part of what he does, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If we have something nasty messing with us, then that's who we call upon.
Mm-hmm.
So over a number of years, I worked upon that, going to places in person, and developed a very powerful cleansing and banishing ritual when needed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was asked for help by, funnily enough, a real estate agent over in America who had a property that a murder had occurred in.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that viewed the property could feel something, even people that didn't believe could feel that there was something hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
And out of desperation, he said to me, I can't find anyone here that can do this, but could you try and do this? I know you're in the UK. Is there anything you can do? So I said to him, okay, well, this will be an experiment, so leave it with me and I'll see. So that was how I discovered I could do it distantly.
Wow.
I connected with the murder victim and counselled her and was able to open up a portal and get her to cross over to be with her family that were waiting for her and her soul group in spirit. So that was a powerful moment. I thought, right, okay, well, I don't need to be on the premises to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this for whoever needs it, wherever they are. And I've not looked back since. And I do probably 3 or 4 a week.
Really?
Yeah, and it's getting more and more in demand.
Wow.
Yeah. There's, I mean, think about where homes are built now. You know, as the population of the earth expands, we're now on land that has been used for multiple purposes over the ages. And houses are being built on places they should never have been built on. And
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of demand for it over in America because a lot of homes have been built on sacred grounds that, you know, shouldn't have been built on at all.
Mm-hmm.
And there are spirit objecting to that.
Yeah.
You know, and then there are some people living in older properties where spirit that used to own the property not happy with renovations being done.
Mm-hmm.
Their beloved place that they pop in and look at every so often from spirit is being changed in what they think are appalling ways, and they don't like it at all, so then I have to come in and calm it down.
Mm. Wow.
So there's numerous reasons why a property needs cleansing. I mean, sometimes it's just a build-up of negative energy from the living.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When we experience anger, when we experience violence, when we experience depression, it leaves like a stain or a fog in the ether.
Mm-hmm.
So if you move into a home that's had occupants that have experienced these things for many years, you're actually marinating in their energy of all of that. And some people say, oh, this house has never felt like it's mine, or, you know, after about a week of living here, I felt very oppressed and, you know, the atmosphere's heavy. So I'll cleanse all those layers of residual energy away, and the house finally feels bright and like it's fully yours, you can put your energy stamp upon it.
Mm.
I always do it when I move into a new place. First thing I do, cleanse. Definitely. I want that place to be mine.
Yes, indeed. You know, when we moved into our house, I was out of holy water, and I asked the universe for some holy water because I didn't have time to make any because we were moving. And then when I went to wipe out the cupboard, one of the cupboards in the kitchen, there was something behind the faceplate. It was one of those corner cabinets, and I was standing on a stepladder, and I managed to get it out, and it was a bottle of holy water to help me cleanse the house. And it was like, oh my gosh. Yes,
this universe will provide.
Will provide. You know, I'm sure that word has gotten around with the spirits that are misbehaving, that is like, oh no, they called Rachel.
I know, my husband thinks to me, who are you going to call?
I can sure see that happening. You know, I was out walking magic the other day in the Greenbelt, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw a Native American Indian on a white horse walking through the Greenbelt, just calmly walking through. I've seen him several times since that first time. And I'm not sure yet why they're here, but they're making sure I see them. And I'm very excited about that because when we were in our other house, the Great White Spirit came in to help us raise the energy of the property. And I was getting pictures of him in orbs. And that's how I found you, was I was looking at websites that were talking about orbs. So that's how I found you in the beginning. But we'll see what the Native American spirits have to share with us here.
Yeah, I mean, they do come in to help us. And something people often say to me is, you know, why do all mediums or spiritual people have a Native American guide? Well, they were and still are powerfully spiritual people, very much in tune with the planet, nature, the universe. And why wouldn't they want to work with someone spiritual? Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't matter where in the world you live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been here so many times before that we're not restricted when we come back by geography either, you know. So if you, I'm English, but I haven't had all my lives in England. That mm-hmm. just happens to be where I was born this time.
Yeah.
So we are not restricted to places, and we never have been.
Yeah.
So chances are, I mean, one of my guides is Native American, and he showed me snippets of a past life where I was Native American, and that's how we know each other.
Mm.
So yeah. I think of it that way, because I did have that question. That was the first thing that came up. Okay, you're Native American, I'm English. Why are you working with me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you haven't always been English. So, okay. So, yeah, that, you know, there are always parts of us that have lived in different places.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, oh my goodness, this is so much wonderful information for people. You have such a wide variety of things that you can help people with, this beautiful service that you provide, so much healing in all directions of time, you know, with so many different things. How can people contact you?
Okay. The best way to contact me is via my website, mm-hmm. which is rachelkeene.net. And the Keene part is K-E-E-N-E. Failing that, I mean, if you Google my name, I will come up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm easy to find there. I am also on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I have got a Twitter account, all the rest of it. So it is very easy to find me on the internet.
Okay.
And the best way to get in touch is through that.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Well, I will put your Facebook link, your Twitter link, and your website link on the web page for people to click on and access. But in case, you know, maybe they're not on their computers, maybe they've downloaded this recording and they're listening to it on their phone, then they can just go to rachelkeene, K-E-E-N-E.net, and they can schedule an appointment with you, and If you want an appointment with Rachel, you better make that click because she books up quickly. So whatever it is that you're wanting to do, be sure to go in. Oh, one other thing. I did want to talk just a moment about life coaching before I let you go.
Yes, you that's something that I got into a few years ago. It's just been a natural progression from reading for people because when you do readings for somebody, quite often, probably about 50% of that is actually life coaching. And it just evolved naturally. So people started asking me just for the life coaching side of it as well sometimes. It's brilliant. You know, literally, doesn't matter what area of life you feel stuck in, we'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You can book a series of coaching sessions or just one. Doesn't matter. Sometimes it just takes one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my job just then to sit with you, listen really carefully to where you're at, and help you to figure out where next.
Mm-hmm. Great. And, of course, your guides are involved in all that too, so you have this wonderful insight.
I'm so grateful to have them. I have five of them now. And, you know, they've come along at various times. You know, two of them popped up when I was doing my Reiki attunements. And, you know, it's been a wonderful journey with them, and I am eternally grateful to them because I'm just a channel for all of this, and they help me to do my work to help others, and I'm very humbled and grateful that they chose to work with me.
Well, Rachel, I'm just one person, but I want to thank you so much for what you do, for providing the services that you do, and for all the love that you provide those services with, and keeping your heart open to the guidance of your guides, because, you know, we still live in a physical body, in a physical world, and, you know, we get challenged with negativity sometimes too, and we live human lives that things happen, and yet no matter what has come up in your life, you have maintained that open heart of love, and you provide this beautiful service, and I really want to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, Kate, and I feel the same about you. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like we are soul sisters. We are very, very similar in many ways,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just grateful that I found you too.
Well, I do want to just thank you for listening to this time that Rachel and I have had together. And if you would like to book time with Rachel on one of her magnificent services, please go to her website at rachelkeene, KEENE.net, and schedule your time with her. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Kate. I really enjoyed it.